live right next to a cemetery, and my family is Catholic, major Catholics, and I started seeing them since I was 5 years old that I could remember them coming to me. And everyone was telling me I was a little, like, imaginary friends. And so, of course, I'm going to believe my parents, but I knew they weren't imaginary when they were telling me things that were coming true. So I'm like, okay.
So well, that's a dead giveaway. I mean, if you'll forgive the pun.
Definitely a dead giveaway. But, you know, I couldn't tell my parents, not that they're bad or anything. They're just raised Catholic, and so they don't believe that I should be at that time. Now they totally believe in me, and they're really happy that I'm helping humanity and everything. But back then, at that time, you know, this is almost, what, 30 years ago. You know, I'm going to be 35. And so at the time, they're like, oh, no, you're not seeing anything. Those are your imaginary friends, you know. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm crazy, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, no.
And at five, being an indigo child, it's just like, okay, this is truth, but they're not believing me, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut, you know, kind of thing.
Right, right. You know, I've interviewed a lot of people, and that's pretty common, it seems like, that children will have these amazing experiences with, you know, UFOs, ghosts, angels, what have you, and they're not believed. So, I mean,
no.
was that stressful for you?
Yes. I was actually the oldest, and me and my brother are the only children between my mom and dad. And they're still married, by the way. My parents are still married, and actually they live with me, so it's kind of unique. But my brother was just a baby, and I started seeing them, and he was almost one, and he didn't see anything until he was a teenager, but mostly it was always me talking to them, and they would tell me what was going to happen to the world, what was going to happen to me when I was in my 30s, and I would laugh at them, because coming from poverty, living in this little 500-square-foot home in East Los Angeles,
right.
Typically the ghetto next to a Jewish cemetery, the biggest Jewish cemetery there is in L.A., I would see so many things. And I'm like, okay, I'm losing my mind. I'm isolated. And the neighbors, all the kids would, like, pick on me because I would see certain things and they would freak out because they wouldn't understand what it was. And how would I know these things, you know, kind of thing.
Right. Well, like, what were some of the things that you saw when you were growing up?
Well, I know, brace for your listeners to see. I would see, obviously, angels, which are positive and loving beings, and earth spirits and everything that are positive, but I would also see the tricksters, as we call them, you know, the negative beings that didn't want me to evolve,
right,
or to become a light worker, so they wanted to scare me off my path. So I would see, you know, scary stuff as a child. You know, nobody told me anything. I'm in the first generation to do this line of work because my mother didn't do it. She was Catholic, kind of thing.
What about your grandmother? Was there any history of this in your family at all?
My dad's Mayan descent. He's Mexican, but he is Mayan descent, and my mother's Native American, French.
Wow.
So my grandfather, he's dead now, but he was Cherokee. And so I had a big mixture, and they did, but they weren't practicing. They didn't know anything. They were just raised religious. So they couldn't do anything, but me, it was just a natural thing. They would just come to me, and I'm like, thinking they're normal people, but they're not. They're actually on the other side talking to me, you know. But nobody taught me anything but myself and the angels, basically, in English.
Well, you said they were telling you things that would come true? What were some of the things?
Well, now that it's like 30 years later kind of thing, but back then they would tell me, look, your mom is going to get mad at you tomorrow. We're just trying to make a point because you did this or you didn't do this. And then your grandma's going to tell her something that's going to upset her. And then I'm like, the next day it would happen exactly the way they said it would.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And I kind of thought it was neat at the time because I was a little kid. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. Tell me again, you know, kind of thing.
Right. What were these angels, you say, would come and tell you this?
Yeah, there would be one was a female.
Uh-huh.
And she would call herself Raphael, which is usually related to a male, you know, energy. But at that time, you know, they could shift. So it was a female when I was younger. And then Michael is a male and would always come to talk to me about certain things and my mission in life as coming up as an adult and my children that were going to be born and heaven forbid, I did not think I would have four children. You know, I wasn't the one to be having so many children, you know, kind of thing. I do have four children.
Wow.
And so they tell me a lot of things, and just certain, I saw, unfortunately, a negative spirit came to me too, which in our world we call a demon, you know, kind of thing, which is not
right.
A demon, it's just a negative lower vibrational energy or entity. And that scared the holy, you know. But I was a little bit older than five. It was 11 at that time, and that changed my whole life at that point.
Well, that's still young to be seeing all this stuff. So
yes.
What do these angels look like? I mean, were you seeing them physically in full color?
Yes. I would see them like I would see you, or you would see me as a human being. They would come to me, but kind of really tall, maybe 10 feet tall. And I'm like, whoa, this house is very small, and you're as high as a roof, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
And I'm like, I know these are not living beings.
Wow.
But they would talk to me and say, you're going to come out of this, you're going to live in this, you're going to help people, you're going to be a mentor, you're going to be speaking, and you're going to be living in this beautiful home one day, and you're going to be very happy and helping other people become successful. And that's what I'm doing today, so I'm pretty pleased at the outcome that I listen to them, because normally if you don't listen, then you have to learn, you know, lessons the hard way. I always listen to their guidance, and it kind of kept me straight and successful.
Well, Anna, this is so cool. I mean, you're so blessed. Not many people have these kinds of experiences, though I've talked to many who have. You know, so it's
well,
just
actually,
really
the angels are telling me now that a lot of people do, but they kind of keep it to themselves. I think more now they're not, because as you know, I have my own radio show too, and a lot of people are coming out now. It's more open now because
right.
The world is shifting and changing to the higher conscious level. So people are coming into their power, and so they're not afraid of what society is starting to think. Society is starting to change, as you know.
Yes,
which is great.
Yes, it is.
They're starting to open their mind, you know, and their soul and their spirit. And there's just a lot of things that we don't know. You know, I do believe in UFOs. I do believe in the higher dimensions and all these things that are like, how can we just say that we're the only people on the universe? That's very rare. I think there's a lot of things going on.
Oh, I can't imagine. If we were the only ones, I think that would be more of a mystery and more scary than...
Yes, it would, actually.
You know, the opposite case.
Yes, we're very interesting beings, but not that interesting. We're evolving, finally, as we see.
So when did you start, like, taking all this stuff, you know, and doing something
Seriously?
With it? Yeah, you know.
Okay, I don't want to get the show sad or anything. I'm going to try to make it as quick as painful as possible. I got married when I was young. I already had two daughters out of wedlock because, you know, coming from East Los Angeles, I wasn't educated. My parents never talked about, I don't know if I could say this on air, but, you know, intimacy and not to do this, not to do that.
Right.
And I rebelled, and actually I'm just going to be honest because I'm very direct, and I'm not ashamed of what my past is, and this is my movie that's coming out, my documentary that they're filming, is that I've been, you know, I was raped when I was 15 in high school, and I'm not ashamed of it. And after that became promiscuous because either you go one way or you go the other. And I went the other way. And, you know, I met my daughter's father and had her, and then I was in a long-term relationship and had my second daughter. Then finally I got married to my first husband and had my son, which he is permanently handicapped in a wheelchair for life.
Wow.
Not because of his choice, not because he was born that way. This is just learning lessons that situation woken up my whole spiritual path to help the whole humanity to do what I do today. My first husband shook my son when he was a month old, when I was at work. Yes, his actual father shook him, and he went into a coma, and the long story short is that they knew I didn't do it because I was at work. A year and a half, I fought, gave everything up, fought, and went into myself, went into my spirit, and got my kids back, and fought, and did everything that a 21-year-old wouldn't do. They would just give up and start all over, basically,
right.
Some people would. I didn't. The angels told me what to do, and I always listened to them. And for that, that made me strong spiritually, gave me strength, got my children back, even with my family's help. Not that they did anything, they just kind of supported me to, you know, do it. But financially, emotionally, I did it all. And I just worked my butt off and started reading and doing things, and I got my kids back, and it just, my kids are my life. So basically, I divorced him, put him in prison for hurting my son, and moved on with my life.
Wow.
And that was the best thing that I ever did about 13 years ago, because he's 13. You know, and I'm a young mom. I'm 34. I got one going to the Air Force pretty soon. That wants to be a doctor, so she's going to Air Force, and she's a medium, too.
Oh,
and then I got my other 15-year-old, and then I got my 8-year-old, and my son that's going to always be with me, and my current husband. So it's just a long story, but I'm writing a book on that. But I'm not trying to make people feel sorry for me. I'm just trying to show them that if I could go through all this struggle and tribulations and be successful, you could reach that status, too. And this is what I teach on my seminars. It's, you know, I just go by what the angels tell me to do,
right?
And I do it, because I know when I didn't do it, I got in trouble. Because, you know, you're 18, 19, you're learning, you know, you're not going to pay attention sometimes. But,
well,
you know,
like they would give you a warning or something, and then you wouldn't listen?
Right, because I was young. I was in, like, 19, 20, you know, you're not going to listen, you know, you're growing, you know.
Well,
I'm almost 35. Now I listen every day.
Everyone has to learn the hard way sometimes.
Yes, and I sure did. But I'm happy because I'm 34. I'm not in California anymore. But the funny part is I got out of California because of, not that nothing's wrong with L.A. or Orange County where I used to live, but, you know, I like quietness, the lakes, and I live in Dallas, Texas, outside of Dallas, and it was just a great time to come here and bring my kids to calmness. But the funny part is I'm always going back there because I got to film all the time. So I'm like, oh, try to get to L.A., and I'm always there every other month, you know, kind of thing. But it's just funny, and I think it's a great experience. That's why I tell people go with their guidance. And I call them angels. Everyone could call them anything else they want to call. But I just help people connect and teach them how to do it. And just, it's just a great honor to have the gift to help other people. Because when they call me, they say, I can't do it, and blah, blah, blah. I go, you better not tell me you can't do it, because I got 4, and I've been through hell and back, and I did it. And now, because the angels told me, they told me exactly, Preston, they told me exactly. You're going to live in this 5,000-square-foot house on the lake, beautiful community, private community, blah, blah, blah. And back then I was laughing as a teenager when they told me that. I'm like, I'm in the hood. I don't live in nothing nice.
Well, why don't they give you the lottery numbers?
They don't do that. That's my chance. No. I earned everything. I think I feel better earning it than just winning the lotto, you know?
Right.
Because I could always keep it because I know how to maintain it kind of thing. But,
exactly.
You know, it's Texas, you know. And I just never thought I could live in, and I'm not talking about physical things. It's just coming from a poor environment. To me, this is a luxury where I live. It's a blessing, and I did it myself. No, my husband did not get me this home, or my other husband. I did it myself.
Wow.
And so that's what I teach people, is if I could do it with no, like, college education, I'm not a doctor, but I sure live like one, you know. But I'm just saying, if I could do it and help other people, because the more you teach other people, and then they start teaching other people, then the world starts becoming aware and blessed and, you know, oneness.
Yeah. Well, would you say everyone has their own angels then that are trying to contact them?
Definitely. I'm no special. I just been doing it since I was a kid. But everyone has the ability to connect to their higher source. Definitely.
Is that what these angels are? I mean, are angels human beings or?
No, angels are higher divine.
Okay.
Angels are, they weren't born. Now guides are. That's a different story. But angels were never earth beings. Sometimes they come down into incarnated humans, but they're not actual, you know, born. That's very rare. But no, they're higher beings that guide you. and they protect you. If you call upon them, remember, we have free will, so they won't, like, do anything until you ask. You remember that saying, ask and you shall receive?
Yeah,
you're
sure.
Going to have to ask them because it's your life. It's your free will. They don't intrude in your life unless you ask them to.
In your case, I mean, they just came unbidden. Is that right?
They did because they thought that I was I had a mission and they just didn't want me to sit on it. So they thought by coming and scaring me would awaken me and say, hey, something's going on here, paranormal. I better figure it out, you know, kind of thing. And it worked.
Well, was there ever a period in your life where they didn't appear, or was this like a pretty regular thing?
It was a regular thing. I think because my memory is so bad sometimes. I know there was like a couple of years where I was just being mom. You know, I had my child at 17.
Right.
Between 17, having those two girls around that time, 17 to 19, 20, I just was being a human being and learning. But then they came back when tragedy hit again. And so that's with my son when I'm talking.
Right.
But, yeah, they come in and out because you got to be, like, relaxed and focused and not so focused on earth things for you to communicate with them a lot.
Well, when you communicate with these angels, is it always, do they always appear, like, as in, you know, in front of you, or can you just talk to them telepathically?
It's like telepathically, like I tell my clients and my students. It's like they're not always going to come to me and talk to me like you do, or like I talk to you. I do this every day. I read a lot of people every day, or I teach every day, or do shows, and I'm always in tune. So to me, it's a natural thing now.
Right.
So I do it telepathy or clairvoyantly. So I see it, and I choose because I ask them. I don't want them to come talk to me like a human being. That will just make me nuts, you know. You know, to see them all the time, 10 feet tall, coming in, you know. So they do it telepathy, and that's simple to me. That makes it like right now, if someone calls for reading, then I could tune in and I'll just talk to their angels, not mine, because mine ain't gonna help them. Their angels will help them. So that's just the way I do it.
Right, right. Well, how very interesting. Now, is it always the same two angels that you see then?
No, actually, as I grew, I got more alchemy, as we call it, more angels, more guides. The more you grow, the more team you get, as we call it. So I got a bunch of them, and I'm not going to name them all tonight.
Well, has anyone else seen them while you were seeing them, or has this always been a
yes,
very personal
actually,
thing?
Yes, actually, my mother, when I was 11, that's all. Remember I was telling you about that? I know it sounds weird, but I think people understand. You know, the demon, which I don't call demon. People call it that. I'm just calling that because that's what people understand, the scary side of the negative energy.
Right.
So my mom saw that because I was crying. And I was, this is a very true story. When I was 11, I was a little mouthy to my mom. So at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and remember, this house is small, about 400 to 500 square feet. So if I put my foot in, I'm in the hallway with my brother in a bunk, but if I put my foot in, there's my parents' room. So I instantly get to my parents' room. So one in the morning, this thing came to me as, you know, sounds weird, as Christ's head floating, telling me to be a good girl. Well, guess what I did? I was rebellious, and I said, hell no, you ain't Christ, blah, 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 blah. And then it turned into a nastiest thing that not even TV could do, you know, not even a movie could do.
And what did it look like?
I can't even describe it now because it's indescribable.
Oh.
It's the worst demon you could ever even imagine. But it was floating and saying that I need to change. I can't do that. Talk back to my mother, blah, 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 blah. Because, you know, she wasn't paying attention to what I was seeing, so I rebelled on her and got upset because she didn't believe me. So I was a kid, you know, say things kind of thing.
Right.
And no excuse, but, you know, I was the oldest and just took a little for granted. You know, what I was seeing, you know, kind of thing at that time. So at 11, you know, I was freaking out. This thing's following me, and I was trying to run to my parents' room. It took me literally, and this is a true story. My mom will vouch for this. It took me 30 minutes to get into my parents' room, which would take half a second because it's literally a foot in the door, you know.
Right.
Because I was running, like they had me in the state of mind of running and frozen running. And so when I finally got there, my mom saw it, and my dad said, we're both crazy. He was half asleep. He goes, you guys ain't seen nothing. And she's seen it. And we prayed, and it finally went away. And I was a good girl ever since. Never was I to do anything negative to my mother or say anything after that.
So that worked, whatever.
And I never saw nothing like that ever again, even to this day.
Wow.
It kept me grounded. Very grounded.
So when did you start, like, actually, you know, sharing and doing readings for people? I mean, that must have been a big step.
When I lost my son, when my son went into coma, and thank God my aunt was a foster mom. She took all my kids then. And I was working outside of a regular mom. You go back to work, right, outside of the house. And I told God, you know what? I was crying. I didn't know why my ex-husband hurt my kid. I was upset. You know, I just got married and had a baby, and I thought all was wonderful, but it didn't end up to be that way. And my whole life was turned upside down. I said, God, you need to bring me a job or a career where I can make excellent money, stay home, and I never have to go through this again. And I want it now. I was pretty demanding, okay? Because remember, I was talking to the angels, so I'm like, okay, you're telling me all these things, so make something happen for me now if you really want my help, you know, kind of thing. So I was pretty demanding. So I got a reading, and I'm still good friends with that lady that gave me a reading. And I called for a reading saying what's going to go on with my life, because I was, 21? I was very young. And so she told me, she goes, you know what, you're a clairvoyant, you have a gift. Let me give you this phone number. And back then, you know how the psychic lines were. She goes, you could make more than you're making. You're making, $12 an hour. You can make $22 an hour. Get on the line. And she recommended me, and I just started from there.
Wow.
So I started reading every day because, remember, I was getting my kids back, fighting the fathers. So I was working every day, 10 hours a day on the phone doing readings.
Are you always able to connect for people? I mean, are sometimes people's spirits or angels, do they not come through? Or?
Well, sometimes, most of the time I connect with them. The angels always bring me people that really need spiritual guidance or help. They don't bring me people that really just ask the weirdest questions, as we call. Sometimes I do get those testers, because everybody gets those testers, where, oh, no, that's not what I want to hear. You know, I want to be with the married man and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know, and sometimes you got to tell them, you know, it ain't happening, and I'm very direct. I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to tell what you want to hear, so if you don't feel we're connecting, because I'm very ethical with that, then, you know, here's your money back, and you go find someone that wants to tell you what you hear. But most of the time, they just want to talk to me, and they're like, no, that's okay. I understand. I need to hear this, you know, kind of thing.
Well,
Hardly do I ever get anyone negative.
What if the information that's coming through is negative and, you know, bad news? Do you still tell the person?
I tell the person, it doesn't come in from the angels. It's never going to come in negative. It's going to come in as a lesson. It's going to come in as that this guidance is coming. You know, I don't say it negatively. It helps them grow, and then I give them tools of why this is happening this way. So I kind of explain the whole thing, and it kind of makes them feel relieved. Because then they have tools to deal with it and know how to do it and kind of grow on their own kind of way. Because we're all learning lessons every day. That's why we're on Earth.
Right. Well,
I say, the angels always bring me people that are spiritual, open-minded, want change, really want growth. They don't bring me those people all the time that want to, you know, I'm not going to say they're negative. They're just confused. That want to date married people or something ridiculous, the lotto numbers or, you know, kind of thing. They don't bring me that. That's like a higher level of clientele that I have that need real spiritual guidance. They want to help humanity. They want to make a difference. I'm very blessed to have those kind of clients.
Right. Well, everyone, you're listening to UFOs and the Paranormal Over Our Heads. I'm your host, Preston Bennett. And tonight we are talking about psychic mediumship and all sorts of things, really, with our guest, Anna Robles. So you have a website, right? Would you like to tell everyone out there what your website is?
I have several, but my main website is manifestingtruth.com. That's www.manifestingtruth.com. And I also have a radio show, which I don't know if you know about it, but it is on blogtalkradio.com/manifestingtruth.
So what is manifesting truth? I mean, what does that mean?
Well, actually, that's a good question. the angels. I do have a course called Manifesting with the Angels. And so the angels, they gave me this. I was looking for a website name. And I was going to use Anna of the Light. But then they're like, no. And so they said, you're manifesting. You always teach people to manifest with the angels. So why don't you do manifesting and then truth, because it's truth. And it's the people's perception of the truth, you know, that connects
right.
them. And so why don't we put these two things together? And you know what? It was like magic. Once I got the domain name years ago and I started doing this, it just flew instantly. They were so correct with it. And everybody loves it. They remember it. It's easy to remember. They just go and go to it.
Right. So how can people manifest their truth in their life?
How can they do it easily? I know it sounds easily. I know I do because I do it every day. You got to ask. You really got. I know it sounds crazy, but it's so true. This is what I talk about all the time. You got to like. I know it sounds like you're talking to yourself. Sounds crazy, but you're not. They're right there. So you got to ask to receive. So say, you say, Angel, I know you're there, and I want you to help me with something. Like you're talking to your best friend or you're talking to your, you know, your loved one. Right there. And you just say, go get me this. I need this help. And for the better good of me and other people involved. Because remember, they got to move other people's wishes to compare to your wish to make it an equal and fair. Because
right.
there's a lot of people to make things manifest. They got to move other people's wants too. So you're going to have to do it for the good of everyone involved. And writing is very powerful. I do journal, and I do recommend that. And I'm always saying, I am now manifesting, blah, 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 blah. And I write that 5 times, and it always works for me, and it works for a lot of my students and clients. And it's just knowing that you already, you know, manifest it, knowing that it's already coming to play, that's how it usually happens, when you're not doubting and you're not fearing. And you know, I'm not saying to say tonight I'm winning $1 million right now, you know, kind of thing. But realistically, you know, I went from Wowfare, and 1 year I asked for $50,000 and got it. And the next year I went up and up and up and up, but every year. And so I asked for certain things. And so this is how I did. Like last year I asked, I wasn't afraid no more to go on public or planes. I asked to do travel and do film. Now I have a publicist. You know, PR agent, and I have people that believe in me that invest, and it's just started to grow. I ask for things, and they kind of put everything into place. As long as you don't fear it and know it's coming true, it will manifest.
Well, I kind of think you can tell when you're on the right track when these sort of things start happening. I mean,
yes, and it's kind of exciting because you believe more when something does manifest. You're like, I got to do this more. So you end up doing more and more and more.
Wow.
And that's how I just... I love what I do, and to me, people say, you like your career? I go, it's not my career, it's my lifestyle. To me, healing humanity and helping people, not only give readings, because it's not like I'm just a typical psychic medium, because I do go and do ghost hunts with different groups, too, but it's not, I'm only that, it's just teaching people how to enlighten themselves or higher awareness and getting them to their higher goals. That's what I love to do, is help people manifest what they want in life.
Right. Well, I want to remind everyone out there that this is a call-in show, so we'd love to hear from you. I'll give out the toll-free number right now again. So grab your pen, and here it is. It's 888-228-4494. I'll repeat it. It's 888-228-4494. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Always love to hear from callers in. And if you want to ask a question of the guest, I'm sure she'd be happy to oblige. Or if you just want to share, we'd love to hear from you. So, Anna, you go on ghost hunts too? Does that, I mean, can you detect a haunted house when you walk into it?
Oh, yeah. I actually got invited in January. I went to Pensacola, Florida, the Coast Guard's there. We got special permission with the Ghost Seekers of Texas. And so we went there and did a ghost hunt. I'm not the typical ghost hunt where I just stay there. I kind of go in and say, there it is, there it is, there it is. Get your evidence. Let me help move it to the other side if that's where they want to go. I help heal not only the the spirit, but the people too. So it's working and healing both and moving things on. If they don't want to leave, then they have free will not wanting to leave either. But I typically don't stay when they're investigating. I just point out where everything is, and they go and they get their evidence, because I'm usually high energy, so I don't want to be in there when they're usually doing all their work. So I go outside and just wait. So to me, it's kind of like I help heal both sides of the end of the, which is the human part and the spirit part, because they're still humans. They're just not in their physical body anymore.
Well, when you go into this, like any haunted house, do you, and you say locate a spirit, are you physically seeing it, or is it like in your mind's eye? And do they talk to you?
Depends. When I went to Florida, I was seeing it like I would see you.
But other people weren't seeing it there at the time you were?
No, you have to have like this special, gift to see it. But I would see it as a medium. I would see it back in the days, like 1800s. Remember, this is like Pensacola and the naval base, but like 1800s. This is a lighthouse. And it has a home, because remember, the caretakers back then had to stay and live on the lighthouse, but they're in the lighthouse. They didn't live in the lighthouse. They lived actually the home next to the lighthouse, in this big house. And so this is where it was haunted on that level.
Well,
it was very interesting.
I think that there's a lot of more spirits wandering around than people realize.
I think so. And, they can't hurt us, and sometimes they just don't want to be disturbed, and you just got to respect that. And
right,
so sometimes I go and they're like, we don't want you here. And so I tell them, I can't. I respect them, and they don't want to leave, and that's fine. And they get their evidence, and they can walk out.
Well, interesting. So when you're doing readings for people, do their deceased loved ones manifest in front of you, and you can see what they look like and hear their voice?
Sometimes they don't come in. Other people come in, like that are closer, that
friends
are in the realm, because sometimes they're busy doing other things on the other side too, and they just are not meant to come down and talk. Sometimes I don't get the specific relative. I get someone else that is a friend of the relative, but mostly I do get them. But they come down, but they always come down younger for some odd reason. They don't come like they're 70 or 80 when they pass. They come like in their 30s or late 20s. They like to come younger.
Right. Well, I've had some really neat experiences like that with
my mom.
Yeah, my mom actually died when I was 19 years old, and she was 49. And it was devastating, really, really hard to get through, but it woke me up, let me tell you. It just totally, totally changed my life completely. I went from an utter skeptic to really having a lot of profound spiritual experiences, like out-of-body experiences and dreams that come true and clairvoyance. And it just, I don't know, it was real, really opened me up. So,
and it's
I totally.
She's still around you.
Oh, really?
You know that.
I do. I've gotten a lot of signs, but it's weird. There's the veil between the worlds, so to speak, and they
exactly.
can see us, right? But we can't see them quite as easily.
I think because we're still in our human bodies. I mean, everyone has a gift, and the more you develop it, you can see. Let me tell you, I'm no special than anyone else. I've just been doing it for a long time, so I kind of, it's like riding a bike. The more you do it, the more you see it, kind of thing. But you just have to really ask your angels to lift the veil. Your mom comes to you all the time. Dreams are sometimes, we call it dreams, but it's a different dimension when we go to the dream state. So we get to go on that level, or they come to us and talk to us because we're in the relaxed state of mind, as we say.
Right.
But, you have a very gift yourself. This is what your angels are saying. I'm not trying to read you. It's just sometimes they talk, and I got to be the messenger, and blah, blah, blah. Here I am.
Oh,
that's
awesome. I think this stuff is really cool.
Yeah, you have a gift, and the gift is that you believe in yourself, a very strong person, and that you say what you're the messenger. You say what needs to be said, no matter if they like it or not. But, your mom's very proud of you, very young-looking. She doesn't come 49, maybe 35, 36, and she's very proud of you, and she knows that you have also a spiritual mission, and that you should be believing in everything. Nothing is impossible, she says. Matter of fact, we're just a little speck in the universe, she said. It's like a little dust, and there we are, you know? And so she's a very beautiful lady. She likes to laugh, great smile.
Right.
She says you will see her again, not anytime soon, okay? She's very funny, like me. You know? You're going to live a long life, okay? But she says that, you know, your heart shouldn't feel empty because she gives you a lot of love. And that you're just not feeling her physically, but she's there.
Right. Well,
and she's with a grandpa or some older man.
Right, that's true.
Okay. And that, you know, they're just guiding you, and they don't want you to ever do something you don't believe in. And they really, really advise you to do things because you want to do it, not because you're told to do it. So you're very determined anyway, so it doesn't matter what I tell you. You're going to do what you want to do.
That's
true. Who's a Taurus? Who's a bull?
I'm a Taurus.
Yeah, because she says you're a Taurus bull. And she just keeps on showing me this. I'm like, yeah, he's a Taurus, so he should be good at grounding, making money, being stubborn, you know. I mean, I'm a Cancer. I could be stubborn myself. But she keeps on telling me these things, and she knows when you were a little boy, you're very thinker. You kind of, like, looked outside the box all the time.
Right.
Very proud of you. Kind of grew fast, as we say. But you had your own gifts. And she says, she don't want to make fun of you or anything, but she says the truth is you used to see things too.
Yeah. I was really skeptical growing up, but I did have some psychic experiences, which I kind of just laughed off.
But you know what? The best psychic spiritual people are the ones that are skeptical too.
Yeah, I think you're
right.
You
gotta be.
Right.
And and I believe what she's saying because it's the truth. My husband tells me all this time. He's always scientifical. You know, last night he showed me a video about how the leaf, and then it goes all the way out to the universe, and then it goes reverse, so it's all mathematical. And it's like, imagine that little speck that we are. There is so much. We could be living in a universe in our body. You understand? Like a cell being another universe, you know, kind of thing. It's pretty out there. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know? But hey, anything's possible. You know, we don't know. We just know what we feel and what is comfortable to us. But you know what? Let me tell you. There is UFOs. There is a lot of things.
Oh, I think so.
How can we get all this technology just, you know, out of the blue? You know?
Oh, that's... Well, have you ever seen a UFO?
Actually, I've seen the beams, but not, like, I haven't been taken to the other side or taken.
Right.
But I think because they already know that I believe, so they don't need to test things on me. And I'm pretty protected with the angels, as they say. But yes, I have. I actually seen a UFO moving from California to Dallas because we had to drive our cars.
Right.
And believe me, did not like the drive. Okay. It was a long drive. But going through New Mexico, coming to, you know, I think it's Texas, New Mexico, there was this silver aircraft it would move with the car. It was kind of odd and going for hours, the same place. And it was not a plane because, you know, I fly planes all the time. I'm in a plane. It was not a plane. And I'm like, what the hell? But we got, I hate to say that on air, sorry, we got pictures of it, and it was just a round saucer-looking thing.
Huh.
Following. I don't know if that's following us or we're just in the place where it was at. You understand?
Right,
but
right.
We took the pictures, and my husband goes, because he believes in all that, the UFO thing.
Sure.
Definitely. But they're out there. I heard too many stories to not believe people, you know, and seeing
right.
my own stuff.
Well, I think personal experience is definitely the best
definitely.
Teacher, which is why I'm glad you're, you know, doing all these classes and all this publicity and stuff for these subjects. Because
I do a lot of things. I'm not just a psychic medium. I teach and do healings and do workshops. I actually got one in L.A. coming up. And just doing a lot of things. And then my radio show. So I just have so much going on, but I just want to give people knowledge and higher awareness so they could be successful in their lives and not feel that they're alone out there. And I'm so grateful that all these shows are coming up and everyone's awakening and enlightenment, and they're like, okay, we need something else, because the regular stuff, as we call religion, you know, is not working anymore. So people want more knowledge. They just know there's something more out there.
Well, do the angels talk about our future, you know, the future of our planet and all these earth changes?
Yeah,
and economic upheaval,
they do.
And what do they say?
They do. You know how they, you know, I'm Mayan descent, and I know about the Aztec calendar and all this stuff, because I'm kind of mixed in both ways with the Mayan calendar and Aztec.
Oh, like 2012, you mean?
Yeah, and that's just a new era. The calendar ends, but not the world, okay? It's just like a new beginning of awakening.
Okay.
You know that, you know how we're starting now to, everyone's more into the paranormal, spirituality. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
More acceptable. There's TV shows. You know, come on, there's Medium on Channel 4. You know, there's all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just people are starting to be aware, and they're growing and growing, and they want more, more, more. They want something different to help one another. You know, green, you know, having the world green now, people are becoming more aware, and they want to fix it now. So it's wonderful. So that's just the enlightenment number, that everyone, their minds, the people's minds of the world are going to change.
So what about, like, environmentally, do they talk anything about that?
Yeah, and they do, but I don't want to give gloom and doom things, you know. I'm always about positive things, but the truth is, you know, things are happening. They messed up the world. I'm not going to say anything on the air, okay? But the globe is messed up with the weather, with weathers. You know, I'm here in Dallas. It's about 45 miles per hour today, and gusty winds.
Right.
Okay, we haven't got tornadoes at all here, thank God.
There sure has been a lot lately, though.
There has, but not where I live, because I live by the lake in a city called Rockwall, and, you know, it's in Oklahoma. They're always up there.
Right.
But the weather has been strange. There's been tornadoes in places like Colorado, places that, you know, you don't get tornadoes, earthquakes, you know, things like that, because
yeah.
People are messing with the, you know, world. With their natural resources, and there's a lot of things that you don't want to get into. But if we need to fix it now, because if we don't fix it, you use all your resources up, guess what happens?
All right. Well, the way we fix it then is waking up to a certain extent, right? Spiritually?
Spiritually, becoming aware and teaching other people how to, you know, make a difference and start verbalizing that they have enough, you know, kind of thing. Because,
right.
You know, eventually, you know, there's so much more people on this earth than there is leaders, right? So I'm just saying, everyone's becoming a leader, awakening, you know, and that's the whole thing. And I believe in everything. You know, I believe in Christ. I believe in a lot of things. But it's just that, you know, you got to believe and make a difference. I can't sit here and be a hypocrite and not go green and not take care of the earth and not do what I do and then go and use a not a hybrid car. I have a hybrid. You know what I mean? So I
right.
just you got to help, and little by little, no one's perfect, and I don't claim to be perfect myself at all. But, you know, at least starting to make a difference by giving back to humanity, by speaking about these things and teaching people about these things, that makes, at least you're trying.
Right.
And I commend you for having these shows, because you're making a difference, and they're very proud of you.
Well, thank you. I hope so. That's exactly what I want to do. So,
and
keep on doing it.
It's going to lead to something bigger.
I don't doubt it for a second. So what about, like, the healing aspect of your work? What is that about? What is that like?
Well, usually when I'm in, like, front of people, like my son, as I said, he's in a wheelchair. Yes, that's his mission. He had to get... How can I say, agree to do that, to awaken me, to get on my mission.
Right.
He was supposed to die. He was in a coma, bleeding in the brain at a month old, completely. So they said, forget it. You know, he's not going to make it. And I determined, because the angels told me to, pray 10 days and have my friends, because remember, I was raised Catholic, so my friends were Catholic, and they brought a picture of Jesus, blah, blah, blah. And so I prayed and prayed and prayed, and they told me that on the 10th, actually the 10th to the 11th day, he's going to wake up. And so I prayed and prayed. And you know what? He woke up on the 11th day.
Wow.
And it was a miracle. And the doctors, that's what they said. And back then, they don't believe, you know. And they're like, wait a minute. How did this happen? They're like, okay, this is how it happened because it has to be a divine thing. And he woke up, not the same Preston. You know, he's not walking. He's not a normal 13-year-old. He's cerebral palsy, mentally retarded, you know, behind. And he's probably 7 years old when he's really going to be 14, you know.
Right.
So he can't walk physically. We got to change Pampers. Bless my new husband's heart. You know, he helps with everything on that level. And so it's just something that happened. But you know what? That is our life mission. And so I put my hands on him and all these years, and now he's just getting better and better and better. So every time I heal somebody, I'm not saying me. I'm talking divine because I'm just the tool. By talking to them and giving them guidance, it's an inner healing in itself.
Right. Well, I think we're going to
hands-on healing.
I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about healing and alternative healing methods because it's just really popular, and I think the potential there is just vast for some amazing things that are just going to rock the whole scientific world.
It is, because I always tell people to do both, Preston, conventional and alternative, and then you heal completely that way.
Right.
You know, because that's why doctors have a gift as a doctor, and then you have a spiritual gift, so if you combine both, then you heal much faster completely.
Wow.
So I never tell people, oh, no, don't go to convent. I don't do that. I recommend both. It just makes it much more faster and you heal.
So what else can people do to, you know, connect to their guides? You say ask and...
I think they should be their best friends. They should talk to them. I know that sounds crazy or nuts. I do it the evening when I'm relaxing. Like, hey, thank you for this blessed day. Thank you for my new clients. Please bring me more opportunities. I just talk like I'm talking to you right now.
Right.
And you know what? I know it sounds too weird or too good to be true, but it works. It's like the highest thing I recommend. And if people say, well, then I need, because some people really need to be, like, taught. So I tell them, well, then take my manifesting course, which is on my website. And it's just a daily thing, which is a minute. You read it, and it goes into your subconscious, changes the energy, DNA energy, and it gets you into that higher vibration. So it naturally happens. But that's why I made that course. You know, I'm making a lot of workshops and courses that I'm doing to help people. Because some people, I could tell them this, but they really want to be led by the hand to do it. That's why we create courses like school.
Kind of thing. It's like that saying, you can give a person a fish and feed them for a day, or teach them to fish and feed them for their life.
And that's what I love to do, is feed them for life, eternal life. Kind of thing.
All right. So you're doing a documentary. How exciting. What is that about? Is it going to come out soon?
Well, we're going to start filming again in July. I did it April, and I had so many other things going on, so I needed a break because I commend actors. Okay, now I understand why they get paid the big bucks, okay? Because the first day I was on shoot for 12 hours, oh, my God, I couldn't imagine take after take after take, walking the streets, going with all the cameras and the makeup crew, and I just can't do that every day of my life.
No, me either. My family's in the movie business, and I could not handle the 12, 15-hour days.
Oh, no.
Not for me.
I'm like, spirit, I can't do this. Just let me do one day of filming, and I'll do it some other 2 months later, because I was exhausted. And, you know, when I cried, because it was a documentary about my life, so you get teary-eyed talking about your life,
right.
I cried, and that was one take. So they loved that. I didn't have to redo it. But other times I had to do a lot of things. And so I'm like, this is why the actors get paid big bucks, you know, kind of thing. Because it's so stressful.
Right. Well, it's
and
exciting.
Like,
it's really exciting. You've got all this stuff going on now. So.
Yes, and my publicist, I mean, Cooch. I hope I didn't say her last name, Cooch. Probably I said it wrong. But, you know, she's just a great person, and we're going to be doing another photo shoot and getting everything organized for myself because I'm only one person and I'm trying to manage myself, and that's kind of rare. So I have the publicist do certain things because, you know, publicists are there to get your name out and do other things, and then you have a manager, and then, you know. But I'm very personable, so I like to deal with my clients and my students myself. And then I'm super mom here, too, to top it all off.
Well, Anna, you have to write a book, too, you know.
I am writing a book.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
I do have the workbooks where are my courses. But it's like one little person trying to write a book is like, you know, I'm so blessed to have great friends that are writers. So I'm like, help, and those kind of things.
Wow. Well, Anna, it's been amazing talking to you. We're approaching the end of our show, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But do you have any last messages you want to give to our audience?
Yes, I want the audience to know that you can achieve anything you put your mind to it. And I know that sounds cliche, but the truth is your angels and your guides are always with you. And if you have a belief, if you believe in yourself, if you know that you could accomplish and you want to make a difference in this world, write it down. The angels will read it and they will help you. And know that it's already manifesting and it will. So talking, I don't want to say talk to yourself because you're going to think it's crazy, but literally, just even if you do it telepathy in your mind, talking to your angels, do it. And give thanks every night that you live and that you want more miracles in your life and more gracious and more wonderful people coming into your life. And when you do that, you will see results.
Very cool. Wow. Well, Anna, thanks again so much for coming on to the show. It's been great. You've been a wonderful guest. So much fun and really enlightening.
Well, thank you, Preston. You're a wonderful person, and I'm so honored to come on your wonderful show.
Well, I'll have to have you on again in the future.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Very cool. Well, everyone, that is our show for tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it very much. Boy, I sure did. Our guest tonight has been Anna Robles, and if you want to learn more about her, she does have a website. It's www.manifestingtruth.com. That's all one word. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, Anna, I want to thank you again and wish you a great night, and until I see you again.
You have a blessed night, and we will be talking again soon. Good night.
Good night. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to UFOs and the Paranormal Over Our Heads on BBS Radio. Our guest has been Anna Robles, and we've been talking about psychic mediumship. I hope you can join us next week when I bring on another exciting guest to talk about UFOs and the paranormal. Till then, have a great week, and keep those eyes on the skies.